This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The first really major benefit from all of this, and I want you to understand this point because wallahi it is so essential, living in the current climate where our religion is being bombarded by foreign ideas, by alien concepts, where we're being told we have to reform completely and change our tradition. Number one, guidance only comes from Allah. Not from our intellect, not from our philosophy, not from our rationalization. The world did not have a prophet or messenger for hundreds of years, from the time of Isa till the time of the Prophet. What happened? No philosopher could conceive of the truth. No theologian, no intellectual could guide mankind. Allah revealed the Quran to the Prophet and then Hidayah came. The Quran is the Hidayah. The Prophet ﷺ is the Nur. The Quran is the Shifa. Without Allah's guidance, there is no guidance. And why is this important? Because modern mankind believes that guidance is the cumulative experience of what we've done. We keep on modifying, we keep on adopting, we keep on changing. What is haram today will become halal tomorrow. What is halal today will become haram tomorrow. Our grandfathers thought this was not cool. We think it is cool. So be it, it is cool. We're progressive. We need to understand very firmly here, our guidance is the Quran and Sunnah, and that is the ultimate guidance. We're not going to change the Quran and Sunnah according to the whims of a society, according to the tastes and the culture of a generation. No, eternal truth. If mankind could not achieve guidance until Allah revealed it, then how can we? And if our Prophet ﷺ, Allah says in the Quran, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. He could not be guided until Allah gave him the hidayah. And Allah says in the Quran, "Ma kunta tadri mal kitabu wal al-iman." You didn't know. This is addressed to the Prophet ﷺ. What was the book? What was iman until we gave you the Quran? Our Rasul ﷺ sitting in Ghar Hira, as we're going to come to next week, he did not know ultimate truth until Jibreel came down. Is anybody going to claim that modern philosophers are better than our Prophet ﷺ? That modern ethicists and moralists, theologians and whatnot, can just sit there in a room and contemplate and then come forth with how men should live? No. Allah says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. We're the ones who are going to tell you how to live your life. The second point of benefit, we'll just mention three, you have to finish up. The second point of benefit, we really understand, subhanAllah, that most of mankind are like sheep, in that they follow whatever the leaders say. Look at the Quraysh. They knew that this is not the religion of Ibrahim. But because everybody's doing it, it's just too difficult to break away. Deep down inside, they know something is wrong. But when all of society is doing a sin and a vice, it's easy to follow. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Most of mankind, even if you want them, they're not going to be believers. And Allah says in the Quran, if you follow the majority of mankind, they will lead you astray. Majority wants to follow desires. We have to be very frank here. The majority of mankind wants to be animalistic, hedonistic. They don't want Sharia, they don't want law. They just want to follow their desires. And Allah says, no, we have a law. And that law will tell you how to be a better human. And the final point that will benefit, and then inshallah we'll conclude for this week, the story of Salman tells us, and Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail tells us, a beautiful fact. Whoever is sincere will be guided. If there's good and there's sincerity, it doesn't matter if you're living in Jahiliyyah, it doesn't matter if you're in a pagan society in Iran, it doesn't matter if you're surrounded by idols, if your heart is pure and you have truth and you want to know the truth, Allah will guide you to the truth. Allah took Salman al-Farsi out of the depths of Jahiliyyah in a land which was not even a Christian land. And one by one he came closer to the truth until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him right in front of the feet of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we show sincerity to Allah, Allah shows rahmah and guidance to us.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ. وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.